Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Students in the Dover School District were evacuated yesterday morning after a pair of bomb threats were called into Dover High School. Police did not find any evidence of suspicious packages or devices. Students from Dover High School, Dover Middle School, Dover Elementary School, and Wingdale Elementary School were allowed to return inside after about 2 hours. Dutchess County Sheriff's deputies and state troopers responded to the high school at 8:30 yesterday morning after two bomb threats were received over the telephone. Now, according to the Sheriff's Department, the threats were not specific as to which particular building or school. That led to all the buildings in the district being evacuated and searched yesterday morning. In a story in the BerkshireEdge.com, unless cuts are made to the regional school district proposed budget, Great Barrington taxpayers could be shelling out over $1 million more to fund the school district next year. As a result, Berkshire Hills Regional School Committee Chairman Steve Bannon has asked the administration to return to the committee's next meeting with $250,000 in cuts to the spending proposal. He further explained that if both Berkshire Hills and the town of Great Barrington budgets were put up to a vote as proposed, the town would be about $28,000 over the tax levy permit imposed by Proposition 2.5, a state statute that limits tax levy increases. The town budget proposal is at approximately $11.5 million, a rise of about $500,000, but still a work in progress. The only way the town budget would be in compliance with state law is if Great Barrington taxpayers voted specifically to exempt the spending package from Proposition 2.5, an occurrence that seems unlikely, given the fiscal climate in Great Barrington. Pamela Tatke, director of Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Massachusetts, will share her artistic vision and strategic goals for programming, education, audience engagement, and artist support Friday, March 9th at the Salisbury Forum. That's the latest guest to come. Her presentation, Dance in the 21st Century, will begin at 7:30 at that date at the Walker Auditorium at the Hotchkiss School in Lakeville. Following the presentation, there'll be a question and answer session. A blood drive today from 3 till 7:30 at the Amenia Town Hall. For more information, 845-373-8118, extension 101. Walk-ins are welcome. Please bring an ID. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting today at 6 p.m. in the Central Office Conference Room, an executive session anticipated for the purpose of conducting a hearing with regard to expulsion of a student, possible action regarding the expulsion of that student. A town meeting in Salisbury, Connecticut will be held at Town Hall at 7:30. A heart-healthy lunch and learn is coming up at the Northern Dutchess Hospital, the cafeteria conference room in Rhinebeck on Friday from 12 till 2, featuring Douglas Kroll, M.D., and Rafia Payman, Northern Dutchess Hospital's nutrition counselor. Seating is limited. Registration is required. Contact healthquest.org. Heart Lunch. 2 days of fun for all, indoors and out, February 24th and 25th. All kinds of great food, including restaurant crawl and mall, live music, art shows, winter sports, open house tours, and more. It is Weekend in Norfolk. Visit weekendinnorfolk.org or call 860-542-5829 for updated information. The town of Amenia has signups for baseball and Little League once again this weekend on the 24th, 10 to 1 at the Amenia Town Hall, ages 3 through 12 year old. More information at 845-705-7127. Steve Johnson and his Magic Variety Show will appear at the Rojan Library on Saturday at 11 o'clock. He's been traveling the East Coast with his show for more than 20 years, entertaining children, teens, and adults. The show uses magic, illusion, comedy, and juggling. The show will last 45 minutes. West Cornwall Winter Stroll will happen this Saturday from 2 till 5. It includes a hike offered by the Cornwall Conservation Trust, which meets at 2 in the Trinity parking area at the end of Town Road, which will explore the winter wildlife, who is sleeping and who is not. Joe Bryan will be offering to make young people's workshop at the West Cornwall Library Make a Rake from 2 till 5 p.m. at the Hughes Memorial Library on Lower River Road. Nebula Abbey and her Llama Jack will be at the Wish House Lawn for therapeutic mini-strolls at 2 o'clock on. There'll be tasty stuff and refreshments at various businesses. 1812 House will have a sampling of their mail-order offerings. The Wish House has some bubbly as well. The gallery will be featuring work by Cornwall artist Susan Hellman, Simply Cornwall. Bain Real Estate offering an insight into what's available in the Cornwall area. A maple syrup sampling will be held at Pearly's Farmhouse Cafe. Ian Ingersoll will have refreshments for young and not so young. The Toll House has various artists on display, such as Don Bracken, Swede Ashram, Scott Zuckerman, Susan Rand. Check out the West Cornwall Winter Stroll Facebook page for more information. Ankrum Fire Company has their chicken barbecue on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. at the firehouse. Eat in or take out. Tickets are $13. Reservations can be made at 518-329-3430. The exhibit Phyllis Knotts Faces and Figments, February 24th through March 17th at the D.M. Hunt Library, Main Street in Falls Village. The opening reception will be this Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. Saturday at 4 p.m., Cornwall Library's Winter Film Series continues with All the King's Men, based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Robert Penn Warren, at the library, Pine Street in Cornwall. Coming up in Hudson, the Hudson Area Library on the 24th presents Food for Thought. That is a conversation exploring community food security in Columbia County, led by individuals in the agricultural, faith, education, and emergency food sectors, followed by a home-cooked meal made from gleaned ingredients. That's at 5 p.m. Sharon Women's Club has their 14th annual chili dinner coming up on Saturday, 5:30 till 7:30 at the Sharon Firehouse. February 24th, Sharon Playhouse presents Cocktails and Cabaret, your 1950s prom. Get out your poodle skirt and madras suit and dust it off, put it on, shake, rattle, and roll to sounds of their featured DJ. There'll be a libation at the bar if you're old enough. There'll be surprise entertainment and a raffle. You could win season tickets to the entire Playhouse main stage season. More information or tickets, sharonplayhouse.org. In Great Barrington, Close Encounters with Music, the Midwinter Fireside Concert featuring Yehuda Hanani from J.S. Bach's Gamble Sonatas, American countertenor Ayera Nussbaum Cohen in selections of English song from Dowland, Purcell and Handel, and pianist Michelle Levin at St. James Place at 6 p.m. A community forum meeting Salisbury housing needs will be held. It's open to all who live or work in Salisbury on Sunday from 1 till 3 p.m. at Salisbury Central School. It's being hosted by the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission in partnership with Salisbury Housing Committee, Salisbury Housing Trust, and Salisbury Economic Development Committee, made possible in part through a grant from the Berkshire County Community Foundation Housing Us Initiative. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 166.97 to 24,797.78. NASDAQ starts off today at 7218.23, and the S&P 500 at 2701.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.